Welcome to Wisdom for the Day, the podcast where we unpack the timeless wisdom of the Book of Proverbs, one bite-sized nugget at a time. Join us daily as we journey through this ancient treasure trove of insight, offering practical wisdom for modern living. Get ready to start your day with clarity, purpose, and a deeper understanding of life's greatest lessons. This is Wisdom for the Day, your daily dose of Proverbs wisdom. Today is day 78. We are in the 8th chapter of the book of Proverbs, verses 19 through 21. My gifts are better than gold, even the purest gold. My wages better than sterling silver. I walk in righteousness, in paths of justice. Those who love me inherit wealth. I will fill their treasuries. The best wealth is not money or gold. Rich people can lose their money. But wisdom is not like money. When we learn wisdom, it will benefit our whole lives. The woman called wisdom is generous. She gives true wealth. We can love many things, and some people, they love wine, but too much wine will kill them. Some people love money, but they can lose everything in a single day. If we love wisdom, then God will look after us. He cares about us. Jesus said, "Love God with all your heart, spirit, and mind." This is the first and greatest law. That's from Matthew 22, 37, and 38. I can definitely sell Proverbs now. God's wisdom is eagerly awaiting to bestow wealth upon those who genuinely love her. But there's a catch. You've got to prioritize your love for God's wisdom and understanding above material wealth. There are certain valuable aspects of life that money cannot buy or acquire. The love of family, loyal friends, good health. Those are just some examples of the blessings that lead to a joyful and fulfilled life. And it can't be utilized as a quick solution for becoming rich overnight. If you're disappointed that God doesn't promise to automatically fill your treasuries, then you're not devoted enough in your pursuit of wisdom. Steve Jobs had billions of dollars, yet he passed away at the age of 56 due to pancreatic cancer. So let me ask you, would you prefer a short but wealthy life or a long life with good health and modest means? Well, that's all for today, but I'll be back tomorrow with more of Solomon's wise teachings. I want to announce that we have a new producer of the show. The executive producer of Wisdom for the Day is Yelena McClellan. We have an opening for another. If you're interested in becoming our next producer, drop an email to wisdom@renewedmindsets.com. If you like this show, please tell someone about it and share it with them. Until tomorrow, I'm Rick. I love you. See ya.